government, through the National Information Technology Authority, Uganda, and the Ministry of ICT and National Guidance, has today launched the National IP Peering Exchange, which is the neutral and open internet exchange point which enables internet service providers, content providers, cloud platforms, data centers, and government networks to exchange internet traffic locally and efficiently within the country. Addressing the press at the Uganda Media Center, State Minister for ICT and National Guidance, Godfrey Kabianga, noted that the National IP Peering Exchange will help the country in achieving true digital sovereignty, where Uganda-generated data remains within the country's borders.
Uganda is taking a decisive and strategic step towards achieving true digital sovereignty, and you should mark the word sovereignty. I know you have so many issues of sovereignty, but now we have made a decision and a strategic step towards achieving true digital sovereignty, so that our data remains here. We don't want to source it from any other country. I think now you can understand the importance of sovereignty. With the NIPX, we are ensuring that the vast majority of Ugandan generated data remains within our borders rather than being routed through foreign infrastructure.
Minister Kabianga also noted that the National IP Peering Exchange will foster the growth of local content and enhance regional digital competitiveness.
The government has done its part by building this neutral, reliable, and secure platform. Now, it's time for us, the government, and the private sector to work together, hand in hand, to build a faster, cheaper, more secure, more resilient internet for every Uganda. But
Godfrey Seramkoko, chairman of the Internet Service Providers Association of Uganda, said the development serves the country's resources and noted there's need to build its resilience.
The question before us definitely is not whether we should have this exchange. The real question is how to build it into a coordinated ecosystem that maximizes our efficiency, our investment, and the resilience. And I will emphasize that it is resilient. There is a private exchange point. Now we have a national exchange point. And the collaboration between the two is going to take us further in terms of resilience. If one goes down, the other is up.